Hello, and thank you for joining me on this episode of The 44, the podcast that speaks all to your mind and soul. I'm Dr. E.J. Johnson. I'm so happy to be with you, and I'm happy to have you here. So thank you for taking a few moments out of your day to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, would you please like, share, distribute, talk about, tweet, text, Facebook post, Instagram post, subscribe to the podcast. We love coming to you with fresh new content every week, and we appreciate your support. Without further ado, here's the episode. Hello, hello, everyone. And in today's episode, I want to talk about creating a life that you absolutely love. And I know this may sound whimsy and woo-woo and lofty, but I absolutely, absolutely believe that it's possible for everyone to create a life that they love. And I know firsthand because I create a life that I love every single day. One of the things that I think we all could stand to get present to is that we are creating our own existence. We are creating our lives. We're creating our experiences. And I know some people would argue, well, what about, you know, people who are impacted by disease and the virus or famine or poverty? You know, are they really creating that experience? And what I would say to that is yes, everything is our own creation. And I know that I would get feedback and probably strong opposition to that, but hear me out. We create our experience on this planet. And yes, there are certain circumstances that we're born into. You can be born into poverty. You can be born into oppression. You can be born into circumstances that are out of your control. However, the one thing that we are in control of is our mindset and our perception. And I'm not saying that, you know, bad things don't happen on the planet or circumstances don't come into our lives and create havoc or chaos or trauma. I am saying that the power and how the power lies in how we address our circumstances. And you can create a life that you absolutely love in poverty, in oppression, and you can rise above those circumstances by the power of these four tools that I'm going to share with you all today. And, you know, I get it. Some people will say, well, Jay, you know, hey, you were born in the United States under privilege and circumstance that doesn't lend to some of these extreme traumatic experiences that people experience around the world. But I'm here to tell you that even in the most extreme or dire straits, you can create a life that you love, no matter what, no matter what your circumstance is, no matter what part of the world you were born into or experience you were born into. And one of the reasons that I say that is because we have control over our mindset. We have the power. We're so strong-willed, and we have the power to create our own mindset. We have the power to transform how we feel about our circumstances, which will transform our life. And so the interesting thing about that is it places all of the responsibility on us. And that's really where power lies, is when we take full responsibility for our experiences, full responsibility for our circumstances, and full responsibility for our actions. And so in that, I'm going to say that you may disagree with me, and that's okay. And I'm going to ask you to try these on for your own life, in your own experience, and just take note of how transformation can occur. So in creating a life that you absolutely love, the first thing the first step is to take full responsibility for your life. That means everything that sounds like a reason or an excuse that's external of you has no place here. And you really have to take full responsibility for who you are, where you are, and what you're experiencing. Now, that's a lot, because it's very easy for us as human beings, and we love to, as human beings, make meaning, place blame and responsibility elsewhere. But I implore you to take this on powerfully, whether you like your experience or not, to take on being responsible for your whole experience, your life, your attitude, the external appearances, everything. The second piece is to be in gratitude. And, you know, I talk a lot about gratitude. Gratitude is one of the cornerstones for having a life that you love and for having beauty and peace and joy present in your life always. And there's never a time where you can be in too much gratitude. It's like it's always beneficial. It always returns us to a state where we can create and build from. So gratitude is always going to be something that you incorporate, or that's necessary to incorporate, when you're trying to create something new, when you're trying to expand who you are, and when you're trying to grow. The third piece is perception, is projection. Now, I thought this was taught to me by a teacher of mine who brilliantly explained this. And once I got it, it was just amazing. It was mind-blowing that I'm taking full responsibility, which is step one. I'm in gratitude for where I am, the experiences that I'm having right now. And number three, my perception is a projection. And so if you take this on, it will make a huge difference in every relationship, every experience, in every aspect, every area of your life. Consider that everything that you see, every experience that is in your life, is a projection of how you feel internally. And, you know, just to explain this a little bit more, if I perceive lack, if I perceive not enoughness, if I perceive a limitation, that is a projection of some part of myself. Some part of me feels like I'm lacking in some area, or like I have limitations on what I can do and experience, right? It's all an internal feeling, an internal feeling that we have for ourselves. And then we project that onto the world. And what happens is the world just holds up a mirror and shows it back to us. And so if you're having a difficult relationship and there's something about the other person that really triggers you or really annoys you, and don't get me wrong, I have a challenge with this daily. I'm not telling you this because I've perfected these things. I'm telling you this because I know they work, from my own experience. And at the same time, I'm continuously reminded that I need to go back and continue. And so perception is projection. How we perceive the world, if we perceive our environment as something less than beautiful, it's a projection that we're placing on it. Because there's beauty and abundance and joy everywhere present. And so if we perceive that our external world looks negative and is less than good, what we deem as good, that is a projection. And that's taking full ownership and full responsibility for how we navigate life and how we experience everything. Now, I'm not saying that, especially in our time right now, I'm not saying that there aren't things happening in the world that cause us to feel sadness or where we feel compassion and empathy. It's a projection, it's a perception that we should be empathetic and feel for one another. And that's okay. You know, feeling sadness, but falling into a consciousness where we feel like there is lack and not enoughness is a projection and is a perception that we can absolutely change. And transforming how we see the world and how we see ourselves makes a huge difference. The next one is part four. Be in consistent action. Action, movement, growth, expansion is how we live. It's how life evolves. And so to be in control of our own lives is to be in consistent action, moving towards that which we want, perceiving things differently, being in constant gratitude, right? All of these things, and taking full responsibility for it all of these things make up a life that you can absolutely fall in love with. And why do I say that? I say that because you're creating it, you design it, you're masters of your destiny. And when we accept that and take that on fully, we absolutely can have a life that we love. So I just want to say thank you for joining me on this episode of The 44. Take these on powerfully. This is my birthday week. April 25th is my birthday, and I'm so excited. I turned 46 this year, and I'm excited for that. I'm excited about what's to come and how life will continue to unfold for me with these tools and the practice of it all. Right? Because it never stops. We continue to grow. So I just want to say thank you for joining me on this episode of The 44. Take care. Please share this with someone. And I'll see you next time. Once again, Dr. EJ Johnson here. I just want to say thank you for joining me on this episode of The 44. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. You can reach me all over social media at drejjohnson.com. It doesn't matter if it's Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, you name it. It's drejjohnson.com. Please share the podcast with your friends and family, and we'll see you on the next episode of The 44. Thank you.